So it basically is a drug collective on the one hand, a very large one estimated to have moved $250 million in drugs, an estimated 500 people working for the organization in multiple states. At the same time, they had a music production and promotion company also called BMF, which, if people recall, there were billboards up in Atlanta advertising that side of the organization. Lots of presence in the clubs with BMF carved in out of ice sculptures in the clubs, and lots of people wearing BMF t-shirts out in the community. So it was really two things at once and going big at both of them.
What brought down BMF in the end?
You know, some people say it's a combination of Big Meech's flashiness, but there was also, you know, a lot of wiretap evidence on his brother Terry, probably a combination of the two. And then once the big indictments came, they were able to put enough pressure on people who were indicted to actually talk.
So both brothers are now in prison. And weren't you able to talk to Big Meech in prison? Like, what is he like?
I found him to be the kind of person that most people found him to be, which was very charming, very smart. I could see very clearly how he was perhaps a bit chameleon-like. He was nothing but polite.
Is the BMF brand still alive today?
It is, but it's definitely moving more into sort of the music realm. I am unaware of any sort of drug trafficking activity that's still tied to that name, but there are certainly continue to be allusions to the crew in music and pop culture. Treating diamonds of Atlanta like it's king of diamonds. Take a flick, I look like Michi, look like Blue Da Vinci. I treat V-Live like a Soul 7 and Magic. That brand has, it still has meaning.
I know that the brothers are locked up, but it seems like some of the lower people on the totem pole are out, like Blue Da Vinci, their one soul artist. So could it be that some of those people who are out of prison are carrying on the name in some way?
Sure, yeah, absolutely. We're to the point now where people who were caught up in the indictments of 10 years ago have already served their sentences and are out, including Blue Da Vinci, who is the biggest sort of hip-hop name to be indicted in the organizations.
What do you think it is about the Black Mafia family that even with more than 100 indictments, even with the two main brothers behind bars for decades-long sentences, that this brand lives on?
They were beloved on the streets of Atlanta in particular for, you know, spending money on people. It was kind of like a weird Robin Hood mentality around them. I am not going to downplay the violence that happened as a result of BMF, but it was not the same kind of turf violence and massive body count that you see with a lot of street gangs, and I think that's allowed them to have some friendlier legacy. I mean, the BMF lifestyle represented success that wasn't otherwise available to many of the people who ultimately joined the organization. I mean, Big Meech was seen by many people in the organization to be a father figure when they lacked one. He took a lot of young people under his wing. He taught them a trade that they could make money off of. It is not, you know, a trade that anybody should really be getting into for the long term, and nobody really lasts in the long term, but they did see short-term success.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.